Fantasy Sports Today.
Thank you, sir.
Yahoo! Hello, everybody. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today. Alongside Greggy Greg, Matty Modica, and Jakey, the Beast Seeley. Hi, Jake.
How's it going?
How are you?
I'm fine. Right. That's awesome.
You're better than fine.
Yeah.
Yesterday we saw the return of On Target. I mean, this is big stuff.
This is big news, Jake.
It's good times.
All right.
It's
yeah,
very sound like good times.
Must have been some beef with Chris Meany that we don't know about yet. Today's Emotional Wednesday. A lot of emotions that I'm sure everyone in this room is feeling. Let's start with Matt Modica. And I guess Jake to a degree.
I'm feeling excitement. Franchi Cordero has been called up.
Oh.
So he's going to be leading off. I'm feeling not as excited about the Victor Robles news.
And let's also bring up the sadness of every Mets fan, and I think every high stakes fan, Brandon Nimmo sent to AAA. Your would-be leadoff hitter is now in the minor leagues.
Unfortunately, it was the right move now because they're not playing him.
Right. He was getting McMahoned.
Hopefully he learns how to play first base.
Jake Seeley, what do you think is going to happen here with Brandon Nimmo? When are we going to see him again?
When somebody gets hurt. The Jay Bruce took grounders before the game yesterday, so I don't think that they're going to teach him to play first base because that would be a smart thing for the Mets to do, and the smart thing was to actually use him, and they didn't, so he's not getting a call if somebody gets hurt.
Greg, have you ever heard of someone who roots for someone to get hurt more than Jake Seeley?
Nope.
He has no
never
he's
in my life.
So cold.
Did
never
I say I want him to get called up and somebody get hurt? Did I say that?
The Beast has spoken.
The Beast is a bad man.
You should just call this FST where we put things in Jake's mouth.
Crazy. I don't think a lot of people would watch that show, Jake. You just invented a great show. FST would mean something else. So on today's show, obviously Matt Boyd continues his Cy Young campaign. Joey Lucchese, we're going to get to him a little bit. He is grossly underowned for what he brings to the table. The Blue Jays left Teoscar Hernandez down in the minors, called up Tim Mesa, and have about 1,500 pitchers on their team right now, which led me to looking at their New Hampshire team, which is pretty amazing. The Blue Jays' New Hampshire team is insane. This is just basically my stream of consciousness as I go through. So then from there, I went to Benny Hill's Ben's Biz blog about a couple minor league promotions. And I thought we could turn that into talking about some of the players on those teams, but they really suck. So we're just going to talk about the promotions, I think, for the most part. And we're going to convince Jake to go to Delmarva to pick up bobbleheads for us on May 4th. So, Jake, we'll pay for your gas, if that's cool.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Jake's in. We got a game, because Greggy likes his trivia. I kind of turned into a game called Who Said It? I got some quotes. We're going to see if you guys can guess who said it.
Is that today's trivia?
That's today's trivia.
It's cool.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
Is this anybody or baseball, football?
Really? Well, I
Paul Ryan.
Well, no, what I did was, this is baseball. This is a baseball show today. I looked at some players who were, I think, relevant. And then I just found some quotes that I thought were interesting. And then I got a list of the low-owned two-star pitchers for next week, because a lot of them pitch today. If they're on that rotation, they're pitching two times next week.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe what you need to see from them today if you want to start them next week as a two-star pitcher. And then would you make these moves? Add blank to drop blank. Let's begin. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, so let's do it. I'm excited.
All right, let's do it. Jake, you excited? Yeah.
Sure. About as excited as I am about the Delmarva thing, which isn't happening.
Oh, come on, Jay. I actually mapped it out on Google Maps.
It's 3 hours, and it's over a $20 bridge toll. I'm not doing it.
It's 2 hours and 42 minutes, and what if we threw in the bridge toll?
No.
All right, Jake.
Free lunch.
It's 4 hours and 60 minutes from New York, so whatever. Maybe we'll make it happen. Anyway.
You're going to pay me to do it. 4 hours and 60 minutes, so 5 hours.
Emotional Wednesday. Yeah. fine, Jake. Maybe I will, actually. Actually, maybe I will. I'll get into that a little later, though, on how great a deal this could be. Zach Wheeler was the man who benefited from the Brandon Nimmo sent to AAA mess. I kind of looked up Zach Wheeler. I liked him. All right, your silence speaks volumes. Zach Wheeler, 27 years old, 3.90 ERA, 1.40 whip, with an 8.5 K per 9 in the majors. But you go down to the minors, he was a top 50 prospect four times, Matt. 3.53 ERA, 1.27 whip, with a 9.6 K per 9. But you have to figure some of that was injured, some of that was rehab. He's currently owned in 14% of CBSSports.com leagues. Zach Wheeler?
Look, I've always been a fan. I don't know if it's going to happen for him. It's got to happen sooner than later. Maybe he ends up being one of these multi-inning relief guys that's dominant and stuff like that.
That's it?
We're not actually playing a game right now.
Yeah, I think we could. I don't think. I think the music playing is one of those things on the backbone system when they don't know the music's playing.
I think they did it purposely.
Oh, really?
We're playing a game. Oh, yeah. Right. It was like game show music. It's Family Feud music.
You said, let's do this. And yeah, the transition sounded like that's where you were headed.
Yeah, absolutely.
See, I thought.
No, Bavona, you did. It was not
my bad,
fault at
Bavona.
All.
I thought, like, all right, well, I can put it back on. We'll play the game show. And we'll leave Matt's Zach Wheeler analysis hanging there. Yeah, all right. Who said it? With Greg Sussman, Jake Zalea Babadega. Who said it?
All right.
Is this like our Twitter friends type of thing? Who said it on Twitter thing?
No, this is. Oh, Jake wasn't paying attention.
Was not paying attention and not asked the question.
Come on.
Is this like Jeopardy where we have to say who is?
No, you can just.
Oh,
this,
I like that.
So I figured Sussman.
I'll read the quote. Whenever anyone thinks they figured it out, let me know. Just ding in and say the name. It is frustrating. You make a good pitch, you get the result based on the pitch, but it doesn't necessarily work out, Blank said. But the numbers show with the shifts, guys hit a ball in a certain area a huge percentage of the time, and that's why you see just about every team in the league playing in those sort of shifts. It could have easily been more up the middle and could have gotten a double play ball that way. It's just one of those things where baseballs fall in so many different spots, it's hard to account for everywhere.
Who is Dallas Keuchel?
Not Dallas Keuchel. Let me give you a little more context as Jake and Matt... Let's all keep an eye on Jake, by the way, and his subtle little taps.
I didn't know there were context coming. Sorry.
Blank surrendered a one-out solo homer to Blank. Not the same Blank. Surrendered a one-out solo homer to Miguel Rojas, then walked Starlin Castro. Justin Bauer followed with a ball up the middle.
Jacob DeMar.
Just to the left of second base. No. Wait, who'd you say?
Jacob DeGrom.
No. If the... team's infielders had been in traditional double play positioning. It could have been an inning-ending grounder, but the shortstop had been positioned to the right of second. He moved to his right to field the ball, but he couldn't get it out of his glove clearly for the force out of the lead runner.
I know Rojas homered the other day.
You've already answered. It's now on to Jake.
Come on, Jake.
I said Adam Wainwright.
It was not Adam Wainwright. The answer is Jake Arrieta.
You said Jake.
Sunday.
You look at Jake Arrieta's first game, you might be like, ugh. But the shift kind of screwed him. He would have gotten out of the inning. He would have had a better ERA. Jake Arrieta, if you're not watching the game, if you're just reading the box score, sure, might have looked a bit better.
Jake Arrieta is another Phillies player throwing Gabe Kapler under the bus.
No, he was saying good things. The numbers show with shifts, guys hit a ball in certain areas a huge percentage of time, and that's why I see just about every team in the league playing those shifts.
Shift course.
This is more praise for our our manager, Gabe Kapler. Matty Medica, Jake Arrieta now is scheduled to throw 85 to 90 pitches in his next one out. How excited are we for Jake Arrieta?
I wouldn't use the word excited. I think, you know, if he's your number four, could be good. I'm not a Jake Arrieta guy this year, but I don't think he's as bad as the hate went. I think it maybe went a little too far. So I'm just not excited. That's not the word I use.
Yeah, I'm with Matt. Listen, Jake Arrieta's not your ace anymore. He's a Phillies ace, but he was not a fantasy ace anymore. We just kept pushing him down and pushing him down. That's right. If you draft him as number four, as a number five guy, it's fine.
Jake Arrieta as your number four fantasy pitcher?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, in drafts, if
that's
you look
where he was
where
going.
He went,
yeah.
All right. I'm just saying, like, this is the guy who's a stud. I mean, I understand, like, arm fatigue. There's probably some kind of issue in there that we're not privy to yet. But I mean, it's your number four pitcher, Jake Arrieta, man. That's crazy.
Maybe he's got number three upside.
Does this make you feel better knowing this game story here, what happened?
Sure.
What made me feel better watching that game last night was Kapler allowing Aaron Nola to go in after 78 pitches. He pitched a 10-pitch seventh inning and pitched eight complete innings.
You know why? Because Gabe Kapler is our manager. All right, let's move on to the next. Who said it?
All right.
I think Jake dropped, but
we're here.
You two just have to battle it out. Who said it? If God provides me with health, I'll be able to steal a lot of bases. He said through an interpreter. If God provides me with health, I'll be able to steal a lot of bases. So far this season, he's batting 290. One caught stealing in 9 games, no steals. Has a career high between the minors and the majors of 26 steals in a season. This is a story. Here's the context. He has a mentor on his team who's kind of teaching him how to steal. He's like, don't worry about what the pitch throws. Just go. You feel like you got it? You got it. Don't worry about the jump. Just go. If God provides me with health, I'll be able to steal a lot of bases.
I was going to say Malik Smith, but I'm not
a
mentor.
I think he's a much higher in his minor leagues, you know, 88 steal season. So that's not it. Mm-hmm. And he's American. So he's a translator.
This player is... Good call.
We mentioned
some of his, well, his teammates earlier in the show.
Earlier in this show.
Well, translator once again. I gotta watch what I'm saying.
You do. Oh man.
His last name is the first name of a voluptuous actress. I don't know how else to put it. This is.
Oh man.
He plays around here.
Who is?
Yep.
Ahmed Rosario.
Ahmed Rosario is the answer. We're looking for Rosario Dawson.
Okay.
Ahmed Rosario. I'll be able to steal a lot of bases. All he needs is health. Yet he hasn't stolen any through the first 9 games, Matt Medica. Do you call his bluff?
No, I think he can steal a lot of bases.
What's a lot?
I think he has 20 stolen base upside. Will he get there? Maybe not. But I think 15 by season's end, if healthy, like he says.
Greggy.
Yes, sir.
When he says a lot of bases, what's that? I mean, is Ahmed Rosario saying I'll steal a lot of bases? That's 40 to me.
A lot of bases, when you say a lot.
If God provides him with health.
Listen, I think 30 is a lot of bases at this point.
All right.
You can deal with 30 bases, that's a lot of bases to steal.
It is. For a rookie, I'll always go to like 20.
I agree with you. I'm just saying when we hear the word a lot, you think 30. Well, if he gets 20, satisfied.
Do we like Ahmed Rosario?
No. I do. I think he's got to get a little more plate discipline, but it's part of being a young player. Like, young pitchers have control issues, and young hitters need to learn the zone.
Great.
I also think batting ninth, there's not that much value there.
All right, but I mean, eventually, if you're good at batting ninth, you're going to boom your way up to
first. I mean, eventually, he'd be a nice number two hitter for the Mets if he could ever draw a walk.
All right, over under 25.5 steals. I know you've already made feelings known, but what do you think he will actually get, Greg? Over under 25.5. I'm at Rosario
under.
Steals.
Under.
Over under batting average of 282.
Under.
Matt?
I'll say just under, but I think he could hit in the 270s and steal 18 bases.
All right, here's the last one. The score is, don't know. We need a scorekeeper.
I have one and Matt has zero.
Really?
Yeah, he can get Jake Arrieta.
And Jake coaches the DNP though. Coach's decision.
I get a half a point for Jake.
Jake's back. Jake, give your thoughts on Ahmed Rosario, please.
Well, first, back to Jake Arrieta sucks, and then Ahmed Rosario in the ninth, under on both. The fact is the guy swings at everything. So I put out a joke tweet yesterday. I thought it was hilarious, and it was the pitching track of where the pitch was, and it was like a foot and a half outside the strike zone, and it said this is the only way you can get Rosario not to swing.
That was pretty funny. I did see that tweet. That was comical.
The last quote isn't a player. It was just a cool quote, I thought. And it's somewhat related to our boy, Felipe Vasquez, brother of Priscilla. Who said it? I would just say this. If I was to do it again, I would just take control of my career a lot more.
A-Rod.
That's A-Rod. That's right.
That's when he said he wanted to be a Met.
Yeah. On Sunday Night Baseball. Ranger. And if you read the whole story, the whole context was how Scott Boras made all these demands. And A-Rod saying, in retrospect, like, you know, I would have made concessions to be a Met. Who knew?
Mets wouldn't have paid him.
I know, but still. Like, he wanted a private jet. He wanted this. He wanted that. All right, good game. I don't have a tiebreaker. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
But you won, right?
No, we tied 1-1.
All right, tied 1-1.
1.5-1.
Jake, who do you like better? That'll be the tiebreaker.
Florio.
No one likes Florio, dude. Yeah. All right, back to the Mets. Thank you all for playing. We hope you enjoyed playing along at home. We talked a little about Zach Wheeler. Should he be owned in more than 14% of leagues? How about that, Matt?
In a 12-team, no. I mean, were you really going to start him this week in a 15-team league?
Maybe.
It's the Marlins.
He's stretched out.
He's playing the Marlins. I hope he's good. I've always liked Wheeler. I'm just a little annoyed that it's not Lugo today.
Jiggy, 14%. Is that too little for Zach Wheeler?
No. I'd say a little bit higher for 15 team, but that's only because 15 team, there's not a lot out there to begin with. I mean, last week everybody was going after Chirinos. That just tells you what's out there in a 15 teamer. Problem is Zach Wheeler, for his entire career, still walks. Unless maybe the change in pitching coach to Island, maybe he's going to figure something out more than didn't, and he can finally get on track, but he's still just, he puts too many people on base.
Island and Callaway. I mean, you got two really good pitching coaches there,
yeah.
Greg.
They could figure something out. He's got the strikeouts and the ability. He just doesn't have control for his entire career.
Listen, I think the number should be higher than what Matt said. I agree right now that number at 14% or whatever is fine.
That's like nothing.
He's facing the Marlins today, right? Like, this is a big spot for him because you expect him to do very well. If he doesn't, then he doesn't deserve anything. Zach Wheeler at 27 years old should be the prime of his career, now fully healthy for the first time in years. Like, let's see what he's got today.
But the question here is, even if he has a good start, is he going to stay in the rotation? Vargas is coming back, I think, by the 22nd. Right now is like the...
Zach Wheeler, innings, 4 runs today.
Let's hope not, Jake.
Oh, come on, Jake.
I think he strikes out 7.
Jake's such a bitter Mets fan. See, that's something. Take the 7 strikeouts.
I'm a realist.
You pair him with Matt Boyd, and you got yourself...
Good call by you. An I got to apologize to you.
No, look, I don't say that to brag. I say that just to help people. Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back. We got some stuff to talk about. Matt Boyd, of course. Joey Lucchese. Some Toronto Blue Jays moves. 2-star pitchers for next week. And a lot more. We'll be right back with more of FST. Matt Medica, The Beast, and Greg Sussman after this.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Welcome back, everybody. FST here on the Fantasy Sports Network. Matty Medica, Greg Sussman over there. The Beast is on TV. And we're welcoming to the desk a very angry Chris Ventura. Chris the Closer Ventura, the man of many nicknames. What's up? Welcome to the show.
Oh, boy. Welcome.
Well,
thank
I didn't
you.
Say it. You did.
Thanks for having me. I was down there, you know, doing the show.
Yeah.
And I noticed something. Jake said that Jake Arrieta sucks.
Yeah.
And I got very angry about it.
Jake doesn't like people with the same first name as him because it takes attention away from him. But go ahead. Look at him.
I like to be realistic about people who suck.
He does not suck.
I'm just going to let you two go for it.
Yes, he does. The only difference between last year's first half and second half was BABIP. His numbers were exactly the same. Every other metric. He just got lucky as hell in the second half. The end.
Well, but the year... Okay. Every year of his career, obviously, he's not the ace he once was when putting up low 2 ERAs, but he had a 3.10 ERA the year before last year, and last year he had a 3.53. His walk rate was good
last year.
Every single year, pretty much, in his career, and his K per 9 is almost, it's not what it used to be, but it almost is 9 Ks per 9 innings. Almost at that level.
And everything
even last year
is the exact same as what it was
last
year.
That's a quality pitcher.
No, he's not. He was a lucky pitcher in the second half.
He was a lucky pitcher. Okay, so let's see what he does this year, because honestly, I think you can't say he sucks, though. It's impossible to say he sucks. I think that's a crazy statement.
8K per 9 and at the poor walk rate and terrible... A 4-plus ERA sucks for what Arrieta used to be. I don't want a 4-plus ERA Arrieta. I can find a 4-plus ERA.
If he has
ERA
a 4-plus ERA
anywhere.
In half the season, that's not the whole season. He could have a... Verlander was horrible. Absolutely horrible. I had him last year.
Verlander
the first
changed
4 months
teams
of the season.
And changed his pitching approach. You can keep throwing out all the numbers you want. I'm telling you. The only difference for last year... Yeah, you can throw out the numbers because I gave you the numbers. All the numbers were exactly the same. He got lucky in the second. That's the end of the argument.
Okay, he got lucky in the second half. But what happened with Verlander? How come Verlander all of a sudden went from being one of the worst pitchers the first four months of the season?
Verlander's not Arrieta. He's a different
and
pitcher.
Then Arrieta could be Verlander. They're both veterans. They're both guys that had bumps in their careers and had to turn it around
and
by doing different things.
And I could fart rainbows and give out money out of my dick.
Whoa, Jake. Venture, you got under his skin. Keep going. This is a family network, and we apologize to everyone watching.
Okay.
Keep going.
I compare them because they're similar in the sense that they're veterans, like I said. They're guys that have to change up their strategies to become, you know, to stay good and relevant in the MLB. And Verlander did it. But then Verlander hit bumps in the road. He was better in 2016 than he was in 2017 as a full season. Because the beginning of last year, he was horrible until he came to Houston. And then he started becoming the best pitcher in the league again. Then he got drafted, and he's getting drafted in third and fourth rounds this year in fantasy drafts, all because of his Houston resume. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, because Arrieta did bad in the second half doesn't mean he's going to do horrible this year. And Arrieta fell way too far, I think. So we got to balance that out a little bit. There's some room for regression in the positive
for Arrieta. Because it's two different pitchers, two different scenarios. Verlander went to a new team, pitched differently, got some speed back on his fastball, changed his approach to the plate. Jake Arrieta didn't change anything. He didn't change it. What changed was his luck. That's all it is. He's still Jake Arrieta.
I'd like Judge Medica.
I'd like to just jump in. I think I had him like 35th or 36th in my rankings. I don't know what Jake had him. I don't think he sucks.
Jake Hanna has 102.
I don't think he's a top 30 pitcher. And I wanted to put him even further down, but I think at some point you have to say, look, he's not. He still had almost a strikeout per inning, mm-hmm. walks under three. Look, a lot of stuff has changed. He was very lucky. I'm not arguing. I don't even want to be the Jake Arrieta apologist, but I don't think he sucks. Could he be good? Yes. Is he going to be great like he was?
No.
Well, put some numbers to this.
Exactly,
you guys keep
saying
good, great. Jake's the only one who's put out like a 4-something ERA. Maddie, what's ERA, WHIP, and K per 9 when the season is wrapped up?
Personally, I think it's going to be closer to 4, but I could say 375,
all right.
120-ish WHIP, and close to a strikeout per inning.
Venture, what do you have, Matt?
I have him more along the lines of what he did last year, 3.5. But ERA doesn't matter too much to me as long as he's consistently K. Like if the K per 9 is one K per inning, I'm happy with that. And if his walk rate is what it's been,
your fantasy team.
If his walk rate is what it's been his whole career, even last year, you know, I'll take that as well as a nice starting pitcher number 3. I think that's pretty good. That's pretty solid.
I know you're from Brooklyn. You have a driver's license. Do you drive?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You have a car?
Yeah, I do.
Trans Am.
All right. You do? Do you have an IROC?
No, I have a Nissan Rogue.
So I think you and Jake should meet in Delmarva on May 4th and get us the Manny Machado Stormtrooper bobblehead. What?
I said, I'm not driving to Delmarva.
We'll talk about that later.
It's a shorter ride for him, isn't it?
No, here's exactly why. Here is exactly why. Because I asked every single person in the employ of FNTSY last year. Somebody could go to the game. I would pay for their ticket and the money to go get me the Syndergaard bobblehead for Thor night. And not one damn person would do it.
Jake's on a swear fest.
I believe Chris Vaccaro went and got you the Thor.
I didn't do that. Uh-huh. When I go, if I want something, I go myself. That's how I roll.
Nice.
Shaky. Jake, I don't think you asked me.
No, I asked everybody. I sent on an email. Uh-huh. I don't think I did ask you because you don't count anyway.
Did you ask Ventra? He probably wouldn't now that you've used the D word in front of him.
Oh, no. And
Ventra was barely doing anything last year.
Yeah, I wasn't around.
You were writing, weren't you?
I wasn't really existed at all here last year.
Yeah.
Just a twinkle in our eyes.
Just a twinkle.
Greg, you want to jump in here? Very quiet.
15-minute subway drive, and you want me to drive 3 hours for you guys.
Well, nope. Jake, it's not a 15-minute ride. It's actually a pretty long ride to get to Citi Field, and then to you're in there really tight.
Oh, yeah, okay, 30 minutes. Oh, God, whatever.
What if there was $100 thrown in?
Oh, there was $100 thrown in?
I'm sorry.
I offered to pay for the Mets ticket and the shipping to me, and I was going to throw in $20.
For concessions?
Pretty much.
Would you have done that, Ventra? For Jake?
Would I do that for
Before
Jake?
Before today, would you have done that for Jake? I think I would have done that.
I don't know. I don't know him well enough. And now, I especially, because I had so much respect, I was like, oh, this guy knows a lot of stuff. Then he said the Jake Arrieta thing, kind of lost a little luster for me.
What about when he started using salty language?
Then it really lost
it. It really went downhill from there. Greg, you want to jump in on this? Who do you think's made the better argument?
So how much, Jake, do you think the Thor bobblehead would have cost?
Jake, how much is it right now on eBay?
It was free.
It's $150.
It was for the first 40,000 fans.
Wow.
$150 on eBay right now.
Check the Mickey Mantle Triple Crown bobblehead, because I did that once. I bought two tickets. I went in, hid the bobblehead, went back out, used my second ticket to get a second bobblehead, saw Zach Hample, hung out with him for like 15 minutes, and then just left. I feel terrible about that.
I went to the Pedro bobblehead night with the Mets.
Yeah. Yeah. So also
it was a Sunday night game, and they were only giving the bobblehead to like people 15 and under.
Those bastards.
That's the toys are cats.
Yeah.
But there's like so many extra bobbleheads on the side, like you saw them, and they wouldn't give them to you.
Unbelievable.
Maybe you could have slipped them a little.
There's one right now.
One of my coworkers at the time, the next day, brought one into work for me.
That was nice of him.
That was nice of him. Yeah. Brian Greenberg, by the way.
So
I know Brian Greenberg.
Lives in Staten Island?
He lives in Tampa now. I think he works for the Bucks, actually. No, I'm sorry, that's Mikey Greenberg.
So here's what I'm thinking then. If Jake doesn't want to go to Delmarva for us, Jake, remember that thing that you had all the interns write to all the teams and get us some stuff like up here on the shelves?
Yeah.
Our bobbleheads? Yeah, we got that awesome Austin Nola one. He's dressed because he's dressed up like a Jester.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, the Jester?
Yeah, that's a good one.
The Buffalo's
the one where the one girl did twice the work of all the three other guys combined.
Yeah, that was Jill Venditti. She's great.
Yeah.
All right, maybe we can do that. Maybe we don't have to go to Delmarva. But we do want the Manny Machado Stormtrooper bobblehead.
That's what you're looking
for. Tickets are $9. I mean, come on. Think about how good they look right here.
I said we rent the minivan and head on up there.
All right, it's down.
Make it a trip.
It's Delmarva, Maryland. Jake, if the four of us jump in a minivan, will you meet us?
No.
All right, see, Jake doesn't care. Let's talk a little Matt Boyd while you're here, Ventra. What are your feelings on Matt Boyd?
I used to like him. I think he lost his luster as well.
He's
like Jake.
One.
not Jake.
He's no Tehran. Let's put it that way.
You probably like Tehran better because apparently Jake Arrieta sucks, and you didn't say Julio Tehran sucks.
Like I said. Yeah. Yeah, Julio Tehran's awesome. Just ask Ventra.
So who's better, Tehran or Arrieta?
You guys don't need me anymore.
Arrieta.
Okay. And Tehran's getting drafted in leagues.
It's a closer against
so
the
So he obviously doesn't just suck. That's all I'm saying. Arrieta's an SP3.
Tehran's better on the waiver wire than on your team.
Here's the thing with Arrieta. In a 15-team league, if he pitches to a 4.00 ERA, gets you like 180 innings or so, and a strikeout per inning, that's not bad.
No.
All right.
I'll take that.
I don't think we're stuck in the mud here. Let me bring up a spark plug. Joey Lucchese. Jake hates him because he's Italian. But Ventra.
No, I tried to tell you about the spring.
And I love him because he's Italian. So
Da Vinci, right? Yes. Columbus.
That's a great last name.
Yeah, so that's how I feel about it. Rank your Italians right now. So Joey Lucchese on fire. 1.72 ERA, 1.02 whip. So Boyd-esque numbers. He's got 16 strikeouts in 15 and two-third innings, though.
Yeah.
In the minors, 181 innings pitched, 1.99 ERA, 0.93 whip, 10.1 K per nine. He's a lefty. He's going to be 25 in June. Was a college player. Only spent a couple years in the minors because of that. Fourth round pick. I believe he's the first member of the 2016 draft to make it to the major leagues. 32% owned in CBS leagues.
That's a shame.
Ventra, what should that number be like after the Fab runs by Monday morning? What should Lucchese be owned in?
I would say around 50% or better. It's got to be.
Matty Mo?
Every league in Brooklyn, he's 100%.
Yeah, I think you're right. Jakey.
He's already owned in my leagues, I'll tell you that.
You can't say he sucks.
I tried to tell you about him at the first start, and you laughed at me. And you said, oh, why, because he's Italian?
And then you said, yeah, all you Guineas love each other. I remember you saying that on the show.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Jake,
exactly what I said.
So I remember the closest thing I kind of remember to this Drew Smyly. Drew Smyly barely pitched in the minors. He came up. He had a nice run. He didn't have the strikeouts that Lucchese has. But it was kind of like, what can you divine anything from this kind of short minor league career? Can you?
No, actually, so I read up on him on Fangraphs a week or two ago, back at the beginning of the season. And the biggest thing, according to the person who wrote about him, what we've been able to tell, is all of his pitches are average or just above average. He doesn't have a get-out pitch. He doesn't have high speed on his fastball. He just works the strike zone really well. That's where he gets his strikeouts from, and that's where he gets his ability in that low ERA from. So maybe, and I'm not saying he's Greg Maddux, but if he's that kind of pitcher who doesn't need the high-end fastball to get through it, he's an efficient pitcher, that's what we've seen so far. Obviously, he's not going to post a sub one. I actually don't even think he'd post a sub three year, but he's somebody that you definitely got to take a flyer on. It could definitely be a breakout for this year for a mid three RA with probably more like a 8/9 type of strikeout.
Madika, you going to let him talk about your cousin like that?
The word I've heard from my prospect peeps, the key word that's come out is it's his deception that allows him to get these strikeouts. I don't think anybody really knows.
Weird.
How good he is. I don't think he finishes with a 350 ERA. But if he's going to be pitching in San Diego, that's appealing. What he just did in Coors, for the time being, he's on our team in our main event, mine with Vlad. We have yet to start him. That may change, but I'm not sure.
What's holding you back?
Well, he was at Coors this week. We weren't going to.
All right.
So what is he, another Gustavo Chacin? Like a deceptive pitcher, lasts like a year and that's it? It's not going to work anymore?
No, I would say... Look.
You don't remember Gustavo Chacin?
I gave him the Blue Jays.
Remember him?
Sure.
He had one good year.
No, Gustavo Chacin.
He's very deceptive.
I think he's got a higher ceiling than Gustavo. Yeah, but I like to say the name, so we can keep that name.
Gustavo Chacin.
Greg.
Yes, sir. Hey.
Hey, I think people forgot you're here. By the way, Fantasy Best Friends Forever, 2 o'clock on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, YouTube, Twitch, all of our digital properties with Greggy Greg and his two sons. Greg.
Yeah.
Rank these four for me.
Sure.
Joey Lucchese. Uh-huh. Matt Boyd. Zach Wheeler. Julio Teheran. Lucchese, Boyd, Wheeler, Teheran.
I'll go Boyd, number one.
You're just saying that to be nice.
I am. But also, I think Matt Boyd is number one out of those four. I'll go Boyd, Lucchese, Teheran, Wheeler, because Wheeler's probably going to be option of the minors immediately following the start.
No.
So, and I don't really see room for the rotation until Harvey gets injured or gets promoted. So that's why I have him last. I don't really trust Julio Teheran anymore. I like Joey Lucchese, what you guys are saying. I've read a little bit about him over the last couple of weeks when people kind of talked about him. I know Andy Behrens was on him very early. And when it comes to Matt Boyd, I'm a believer.
Jakey, you're the king of all rankings. Give us the beast rankings for those four.
Same order as Greg.
Oh, man of many words.
Who'd you have, Boyd first?
Boyd, then Lucchese.
I think I'd do, for as much as I love Boyd, I think I'd do Lucchese Boyd.
I think I'd do Lucchese Boyd.
Lucchese's got the strikeouts.
Look, even if you don't like
bias.
That's not it. Boyd's 3/4 Italian. His original last name was Boyd RD.
By the way, Nando, did you hear the bad news about Chris Bosio? Supposedly he went to the hospital or something.
Oh, really?
So we're hoping that he's feeling better.
I hope so, man. My Chris Bosio Google alerts aren't set up anymore. I didn't get into my phone. My Chris Bosio push alerts. I hope he's all right. He's the greatest pitching coach who's ever lived. The official pitching coach of our show. Venture, you cool? Is this ranking, is there like are you vehement opposition to anything in these rankings you've seen so far?
What if we put Jake Arrieta in those rankings?
All right, let's put Arrieta in there. Let's go Arrieta, Teheran, Boyd, Lucchese, Matt Harvey.
Listen,
how about that?
We have... Oh, so you took Wheeler and put in Harvey, I see.
Yeah.
That doesn't really change much for me.
I think Arrieta would be the clear
guy. Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm not an Arrieta guy. I own zero shares.
100%. But... Same.
How about that for Jakey, though? You don't like Arrieta.
He sucks.
Is he number one in that group?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
So he doesn't suck. maybe Lucchese's number one. I don't know. According to him, I would put Lucchese number one in your last group.
Yeah.
And I put according Boyd to him, last. I just said Arrieta was first.
We'd like to put things in Jake's mouth.
No, without the one without Arrieta. The other one. The other group.
Yeah, the first group. The first group. Yeah, yeah.
By the way,
that was not Arrieta.
I'm probably going to. Am I still going to be here? Or I might go back up there.
It's up to you.
Just as a closing statement, I drafted Sean Newcomb for you. In both my leagues, and he did pretty well that last start.
Well,
so now I'm a little bit hurt about the Jake Arrieta thing. You know what I mean? I lost it a little bit for you, Jakey. You hurt me.
Keep going. Who else did you pick because of Jake?
Newcomb. I did not take Julio Teheran in any leagues because of Jake. Because of how much passionate he was.
Do you regret it?
And yeah, I mean, no, I don't actually. I don't.
Tell us more
it.
About how Jake has let you down.
ERA.
Yeah, I like K guys, so I agree with you on that. Teheran's not K-ing anybody really.
How does it feel to have your world shattered by Jake Seeley?
It hurts.
Will you put things in Jake's mouth?
I don't know. I think he's got plenty of stuff for that for him.
Coming up, we're gonna try and put T. Oscar Hernandez in Jake's mouth. It's Emotional Wednesday. Brandon Nimmo, Matt Boyd, and Angry Chris Ventra. It's Fantasy Sports Today. The Beast. Ventra, eyes in the studio when you're up here, man. Come on. We still got some two-star pitchers to take a look at for next week. And some questions. Would you make these moves? Russell Martin for Austin Barnes? I don't know. Stay tuned. We'll let you know soon. Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go. Welcome back, everybody. FST, Matt Medica, Greggy Greg, The Beast. Oh, hold on. I think when Jake requested that we get Ventra off the show, or else he's not going to come back, I think we turned off your mic by accident, Matt. Sorry about that. We're going to leave the chair here for Ventra because we love him. We miss him.
In memoriam.
A lot of people in the chat room saying that Jake was really mean to Ventra. So, Jake, how do you feel about that?
I think we
he knows it was all in fun.
I don't know if he does, man. He ran out of here. Commercial hit, he ran out. He's like, I don't need this.
I don't believe any of you. All right. Chris is more thick-skinned. He's from up there. He knows better.
What do you mean? Chris?
I wouldn't insult him like that, as you guys are doing.
Chris is from
more. I obviously think more of Chris than you do.
Chris is from Altoona, Pennsylvania.
I said from up there. I didn't say from New York. I said from up there.
He is from Brooklyn, though. Some news we got to hit real quick. Matt Wieters activated. Miguel Montero DFA'd. That's sad. Lorenzo Cain still out. Jose Ramirez is back, though. So Jose Ramirez wins that one. Hernan Perez is playing center field today for the Brewers.
He homered already.
Really? That was quick. 146.
I love Hernan Perez.
And Jacob Barnes.
I wish Hernan Perez could play every day.
I tell you, really?
Yeah,
these Cardinal Brewer games the last two nights, like yeah. The drama that I've had to go through with this, and like, who is Tyler Williams now?
Good times, right?
Nobody.
Kendrys Morales, the DL. Tim Meza, a pitcher, was called up. A lot of people were expecting Teoscar Hernandez. He actually was one of the most viewed players in the CBS leagues.
No, he's going to be held down until the the May deadline.
He's not a rookie. He exceeded rookie limits in 2017.
Yeah,
you sure?
Yeah,
he played last year. He should have had enough for bats last year.
Because that was my thing.
No, what's the talk about him being held down to the beginning of May? There's been a lot of reports about. I'm not making it up. I've read a lot of reports about the beginning of May when he gets called up.
Frankie Stanfield, what's the reason for that day? With the Cinco de Mayo deadline. I know he likes to use that one.
I don't know the intricacies of this rule, but if you exceeded your rookie limits, then your Super 2 clock has started.
But I'm not saying Super 2. I'm saying, do they still get an extra year of control if they don't do it, if they hold them down again this year? Like, is it once you're a rookie, it's over? Or that's what I'm asking, because like I said, I've seen numerous reports saying the beginning of May.
I have no idea.
So there has to be a reason for it.
I don't know. Exceeded rookie limits in 2017.
That's what I thought, but yeah. Who knows, sir?
That led me looking at the New Hampshire roster, Matty Moe. And holy crap. Do you like Luertas Gurriel? Because I'm like, okay, so you can shift some things around. Luertas Gurriel can play shortstop for this Blue Jays team because he's killing the ball for New Hampshire. He's hitting .375 with three doubles and a steal in Double A. Then I'm like, what else is on this team? Because I remember reading something about how Vlad Jr.
And like Luertas Gurriel is like the least of the guys you care about.
Bo Bichette. Craig Biggio's kid is on there. And he's tearing the cover off the ball. Yeah, so Vlad Jr., Craig Biggio's kid, and Vlad Guerrero Jr. I'm sorry, Guerrero Jr., Bichette, and Craig Biggio's kid are all on the same team right now. Max Pentecost is down there. He's only hitting 091, though. I think it's going to take him a little while to get.
Yeah, I'm not a big Max Pentecost guy. Really? Saw him in the fall league.
No? But he's still kind of coming back from all these injuries. Anyway, that double-A team is stacked. But then I looked lower. Nick Tepish and Craig Breslow are on that team.
What if we went to New Hampshire, dressed as Stormtroopers, and watched the game? Would Jake meet us there?
I think Jake, would you do that?
I am not going to Delaware.
No, whoa, he's in New Hampshire.
No, I wouldn't do. Why would I do? If I'm not going to Delaware, where the hell am I going to New Hampshire?
You're going to be dressed as Stormtroopers. You got a Stormtrooper right there. You put the costume right on.
Well, I thought Delmarva was in Maryland.
No, Maryland, whatever. I'm not making that drive. That's a miserable drive. I'm not making it.
On June 28th, Greggy,
yes.
The Altoona Curve are giving away replica championship rings and jello. This is according to Ben Hill from the great Ben's Biz blog. He's a friend of the show. Well, friend of the host of the show. On June 28th, the Altoona Curve are giving away replica championship rings and jello. Why? It's office night, and the jello-encased ring references one of the pranks the Jim played on Dwight in the long-running NBC sitcom.
Sure.
Greg, from where we are, it's 4 hours and 39 minutes away. We could hit Hershey Park on the way. $7
Amish
tickets.
Town.
We get some of the stick candy. That'd be
fresh
good.
Fresh milk.
I actually checked. Punxsutawney is farther west, so it would be out of our way to go there. $7 for a ticket to get a replica ring in Jell-O.
I'm just confused why Scranton isn't doing this, because Scranton is the home of The Office.
I guess we could have a team in. Who cares?
But it, to me,
in Sacramento.
I don't know why they feel.
No. He's tying it into the show. Greg's making the point.
Oh yeah, I know, but I'm saying like everyone watches The Office.
No, I understand that, but like you normally use something that has something to do with like your city.
I think traditionally the Yankees farm teams
don't do this.
Don't like Brooklyn's stuff blows away Staten Island's giveaways. Or I would be going to more Staten Island games.
Obviously,
I'd never hear a Scranton Wilkes-Barre awesome promotions. Anyway, 4 hours and 39 minutes.
I'm out.
Let's do it.
All right, Altoona Curve. Here we come. June 28th, the Beast rolls into Altoona Curve with Matt Modica.
Not unless you're bringing out a cutout.
Jake, man. How about this one? I got
one
more.
Nando dresses as Chewbacca?
Yeah.
I don't care. Unless you're giving me five figures in money, I'm not meeting you guys anywhere.
Five figures?
Oh, I hope that includes the decimal point.
So if $900 was offered, you're not coming?
Really?
Jake, why? Why do you hit the Altoona Curve so
much? You offered me 900. Let's do it, man.
He'll go as Princess Leia.
Happily. Happily.
So Ben Hill also wrote about the Syracuse Chiefs having a Brannock device night. The Brannock device is that how you measure your foot, like in the shoe store, that metal thing.
Bringing it back to those. That's old.
Yeah.
Do they still have those?
Apparently. Anyway, Paul Lucas from Uniwatch is going to throw out the first pitch, or has been invited to. I don't know why you'd say no to throwing out a first pitch ever. So then I looked at the roster, and I'm like, who's on this team now? Because this is the last year that Washington's going to be Syracuse's team. It's going to be the Mets next year. Brian Dalbach is the hitting coach. But this team has Eric Fetty, Edwin Jackson, Tommy Malone, Spencer Kaboom, Andrew Stevenson, and first baseman Jose Marmolejos. I don't even know how you say it. Marmolejos? That's got to be it. Has some pretty good numbers. Jake, what do you know about Jose Marmolejos?
Nothing.
Oh, Jakey. Nice power. He's a first baseman. Decent average. I think it'll be all right.
Sure.
All right, anyway, let's just get back to some actual helpful stuff. Two-star pitchers who are not owned in a lot of leagues. Matty Mo, I'm going to start with you. Martin Perez owned in 4% of leagues. He's got Tampa Bay and Seattle next week.
I don't care who he's got.
Not worth it?
No.
Greg.
Yes.
Caleb Smith, 7% at the Yankees and at Milwaukee.
No.
Is this something? He could get destroyed.
He could.
Is Caleb Smith the guy? He's the starter that gave up 21 runs, right? He didn't give up all 21, but set that off.
He pitched last night.
Yeah, pitched last night.
No, I mean, like last time.
No, but that was Saturday, so it couldn't have been.
Yeah, you're right. Jake Seeley. Here's an interesting one. He's got some decent numbers in the minors. Steven Brault, 10% owned. He's got Colorado at home, and he's at the Phillies.
No.
Just, okay. Brent Suter, 14% versus Cincinnati versus Miami. That seems a little more palatable, Matt.
The Marlins make it interesting.
People are all over Brent Suter.
I could say yes if I needed somebody for the two start. Definitely over those previous mentioned names.
To everyone watching us on YouTube, Twitch, Periscope, we have to say fond goodbye right now. Sorry. Make sure you check out the rest
of the
show.
Where's the Suter start?
Sorry, what, Jake?
Where is the Suter start?
You know, I was saying goodbye to everyone on our digital properties.
I thought you were done when you got to it. Sorry. You know what? This. Forget it.
The Suter starts versus Cincinnati and versus Miami.
No, I said where.
Yeah, versus. Well, I say at if it's not on the road. So there are two home starts.
Okay. All right. Then he's like Matt said. Then he is palatable. I would risk it.
All right, Greggy, here's the interesting one.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead. You're going to add
this?
No,
go ahead.
Andrew Kashner, who's owned 19% of leagues, is at Boston and versus Cleveland. What do you think? Is that worth a two start?
I'm out.
Yeah?
I'm out, too.
I mean, I know last night he pitched good and stuff. There's no way I'm doing it.
Jake, your name's an anagram for Andrew Kashner. Would you start him?
No, it's not, and there's no way on earth I would.
Okay, here's some ad drop questions. We got about 5 minutes left in the show until the Fantasy Best Friends Forever take over.
Yep.
If you're listening live on radio, they're live. If you're listening on podcast, they're live every day at 2 o'clock. They also have a podcast available. If you want to watch the Fantasy BFFs, check them out on YouTube, VOD, also live at 2 o'clock. You have to try to miss these shows.
Yes.
I almost strangled myself in the corner with this cord.
Yeah. You like that? It makes you feel like you're a fancy news guy, though,
it
right?
It makes me feel like I'm back on a set.
So. Do you put it in your ear?
That's what you have to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, right? Yeah. No, I mean, like, hold it in, like, oh, hold on a second, let me get this.
No,
like,
no.
Push it in a little more.
It was on, you know, you have your...
Oh, Utah on the production side.
Yeah.
You have one of the walkie-talkies, too?
You had the walkie and all that. You had to have it.
For those of you who don't know, Matt Medica has a long history of movie production. Who's the nicest actor or actress you met?
Carrie Ann Moss was a sweetheart.
Really?
She wouldn't cut the line or nothing, just really down to earth.
They cut the line?
Oh, usually, you know. So most of them won't even eat with the
production.
You know how there's above the line and below the line? We are the below the line. Most of them won't even eat with the below the line people.
I guess, I mean, if you're, you know.
I wouldn't.
If you're on some crazy protein
I'd be in my trailer having some chef, you know, cook me up something. I'm not going to lie.
Because she stood in line, didn't cut the line.
No, but I'm
people talking nice things
good
about
morning,
it.
Matt. She'd have to do that, like, you know.
That's nice. Do you have a crush?
I don't know about a crush. I mean, if the opportunity presented and I was single and she's like, hey, I'd be like, yeah, let's go.
Because she's nice.
Well, yeah, she's nice. She looked pretty good in The Matrix from what I remember.
You can do it for me.
Oh, I'm not saying she's my, you know,
type.
Dream date.
Yeah.
Would you make these
you're
moves?
You're going to throw her out of bed, Sussman?
I didn't say that.
Okay, thank you.
Would you make these moves, Jakey? Would you add Preston Tucker and drop Ryan McMahon?
Yes.
Anyone?
Absolutely. They're not doing anything with McMahon. I told you, Preston Tucker is going to be hard to get out of the lineup, even with Acuna coming up. They're going to have to find some way to keep him there if he keeps hitting like this.
But I feel like McMahon is like one injury away from being like a 35 home run guy, even
and
if that injury happens.
How long
like
are you going to wait for that in the back of your bench?
Month and a half. I don't need Preston Tucker, right?
But I also
it's a bench swap.
See, I'm not doing that yet because Acuna literally could be back Friday or Saturday.
Right.
And then you just did that for no reason. Potentially. Maybe not. I don't know. So,
I wonder if we had Venture here if he would just disagree with everything Jake said just to set him off again.
I bet you hope that he would.
I think so. Yeah. Well, no, I wouldn't because we don't need any more swear words. Yeah. Matty Medica, would you add Ian Kennedy and drop Jake Ferreira? These are good, right? I put some thought into these.
That one is good just because the way Kennedy's pitched and the Royals got to be ecstatic because they're looking to move him. I'd probably stay with Ferrier. I think he's got more upside. I don't know. It's kind of a coin toss.
Jakey, about to make a big mistakey. Would you add Dansby Swanson to drop Lewis Brinson?
No, because I already had Swanson over Brinson at this point.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, so Jake would do that?
Yes.
Okay.
He would. Yeah. So here's one if I met with Lewis Brinson, because I did it today. Would you drop Lewis Brinson, Matt, for Malik Smith?
Yes. In a heartbeat.
I did that today.
Jake, would you do that?
Yep, I already did.
All right, would you drop?
I would have.
Would you drop Dansby Swanson for him? For Malik Smith?
For Malik Smith?
I'm asking anyone who wants to answer.
That's That's about the same. It depends on which position you need more.
I think I'd rather Dansby Swanson. I know he's going to play there every day. I know they're not going to mess with him. He's the starting shortstop. It is what it is. So I would not make that move. I'd rather have Dansby Swanson.
If I needed the middle infielder, it'd be Swanson. But I think Malik Smith is just going to have the slow. He's going to have the stolen bases. So if you're low on speed, you got to go Malik
Smith. Would you drop Malik Smith for Frenchie Cordero?
No, I would not.
You love Frenchie
you love
Cordero.
Frenchie Cordero. No,
Frenchie for life.
Frenchie Cordero. Is he in the lineup?
Well, yeah, leading off.
Leading off.
Oh, he's leading off today.
Manny Margot is on the DL.
Right. Someone put him as Manny Manny. I forget who it was. Anyway, Russell Martin, add him. Drop Austin Barnes, Matty Mo.
Currently, yes, but I do think at some point Austin Barnes will be a thing again this year.
Jakey, Jakey, would you add Tyler Skaggs and in turn drop Lucas Giolito?
No.
Okay.
If I'm going for upside on my bench, I'm holding on to Giolito. There's no question about it.
It's not like Skaggs is like a 31-year-old laborer, though.
I agree with Jake.
No,
I
but
agree,
is I totally Skaggs, agree with Jake. Skaggs, what, R4 ERA, fringy guy at best?
I think Skaggs
got a little more upside. Yeah. I look, Giolito's upside is immense, but I wouldn't just discard Taylor Skaggs.
Right.
But I would agree.
I thought that was... Wait, what did you say, Florio? And say it to the audience.
Chris Venture likes Tyler Skaggs a lot more than Jake.
Get Venture on the microphone for our last happy. Minute. Jake, you ready to take on Chris Venture again?
No, I already beat him down once.
I don't know. A lot of people in the chat room were saying that he took care of business.
Another hello.
Hey, Venture, go
hello.
Ahead.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? Another crazy statement. Tyler Skaggs is a 4 ERA at best? He's 26 years old. How can you say that? I can't. By the way, I like Brinson Bennett.
Because I know his ability.
Man, long shot, you like Brinson Bennett?
Go back to running errands for a carton. Leave the job to the real guys.
Oh, wow. He took a shot at me being the underdog. You know what I mean? But anyway, Brinson, why I like Brinson, I think he's a legit shot to go 20-20 and could be a career 25 homer, 30 stolen base type guy in his prime.
Well, so I agree with that. In his prime, absolutely. But
even this year, I think 20-20.
2020.
It's very early in the year.
No, definitely. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. But he's been dropped to six in the order. He doesn't really give any hits at all.
He hasn't done well.
I think Venture's on the high with his confrontation with Jake.
I understand that.
I think that last statement got a little.
Well, what about the Skaggs, though?
He's right about Skaggs.
I like Skaggs. I'm saying the upside for Giolito is immense. Skaggs does have upside. That's why I stepped in and said, you're being a little too harsh. I got Skaggs in the reserve round on a lot of teams.
Lewis Brinson currently 7-47 on the year.
Having a rough start. But he'll come back, I promise you that.
No, Brinson will be good.
You know the last time Skaggs had a under four?
Never.
2012 in double A.
He was hurt.
Thank you.
He's been hurt. I don't know what the time we have left is, so I'm just going to go. 15 seconds left in the show. Thanks to Chris Ventra for joining us. Jake the Beast Seeley will not be kept down. He'll be back tomorrow. Matt Medica, in love with Carrie Ann Moss. Greg Sussman will speak on Fantasy BFFs. See you all tomorrow.